All right, welcome back to another episode of This About That with me and my boy Tyler. Tyler, how we doing, buddy?
Six, are we ready?
Are you ready, kids?
Captain.
But thank you all for tuning in to our last episode last week. Appreciate all the support and the love from you guys, and we got some good topics today, and we're going to get kind of right into it. So our first topic of this episode is going to be on the NHL playoffs. So we got in the Stanley Cup, we have the Panthers and the Oilers, Florida Panthers and the Edmonton Oilers. Tyler, what are we thinking here? How do you like this matchup? And what do you think both these teams have done right as far as just being able to make it this far, especially this tough playoff rounds? You know, they both had some tough series, and you know, now they're here and they are ready to roll here in the Stanley Cup final. So what do you think? What do you think is going to happen? Any predictions?
Yeah. You know, I thought the last round was really entertaining. You know, now you've got a good matchup. You know, you got some – I think that, you know, the Panthers kind of got here because of their defense. They just kind of smothered everything they played. And, I mean, I go back to the Boston series. You know, Boston was getting off, like, what, like 15 shots a game? Like, you know –
It was bad. They had I think in one game I was watching specifically because I just kept sending this photo of Anthony in the chat. It's just him with his hand on his – this thing looked hella sad, and every time they scored, I'd send it in. And we were just talking about it. I'm like, dude, like, you guys have 8 shots on goal, and it is the middle of the third. Like, it was so bad, and Anthony was just, like, beside himself. And it was a rough series for the Bruins. But, yeah, like you said, they just have smothered every team. You know, a team that went to the Stanley Cup Finals last year, you know, got beat, you know, and they're here – 2 years in a row, second year. And I think this is the revenge tour, dude. I was saying it from the beginning of the playoffs. I was like, dude, watch out for Florida. They made it that far last season, and their team was good in the playoffs. Bobrovsky, dude, the guy is insane. I watch him every game, and he's always making some insane
– Yeah, actually, like, my background today is actually Bobrovsky, literally.
Yeah, dude, just brick wall, dude, brick wall. And I'm just like – nothing gets past this dude, and it's unbelievable. But also Florida, like we've talked about before, they have depth.
Mm-hmm.
They have dudes that just want it, and I feel like every single team they played, you look at their team, you're just not getting the same hustle and the same consistent play on their third and fourth line as you are with the Panthers, and I think that's what's led them so far. And also just having that bitter taste in their mouth from losing last year, and it's just kind of their time, and I just don't think the Oilers are going to – the Oilers are going to win this one. Now, on the other side, you got the Oilers.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I was thinking, too. Like, the season they had.
The season they had. The
get rid of the coach in, like, the first quarter of the season. You're looking awful. And then this new coach comes in, just rallies the boys. And you guys kind of go – they go on a tear. And they're where they're at now. And, you know, I just – there's something about it. Like, I think that on paper, I think that Florida's the better team.
But oh, yeah, me too.
I think it might be McDavid's year to get his ring and lift that cup, you know.
Here's the thing, dude, is like I am like – people are like, oh, don't feel bad for McDavid, but I kind of am. Like this guy is like the best – you know, one of the best players, if not the best, in the league pretty much since he's came into the league, into the NHL. And he's been pretty consistent every year and just one of the most talked about players in the entire league ever. And he just keeps running into the same problems with his other team. And I just think it's one of those problems where it's like, dude, it's just really him and then Draisaitl.
Yeah. And like all the conversations earlier this year, like, oh, what are they going to do? Are they going to get rid of Draisaitl? You know, like, how are they going to – that team really rallied around each other. And, you know, now they're where they're at. And
yeah, dude, I think that's – they are looking good. And I think they've scratched and clawed in each series. I'm pretty sure each series they've had – has been pretty close.
Yeah, except for this last one, I think they kind of ran away with a little bit, you know, 4-2. But
4-2.
Yeah, I mean, all these series have been pretty good for them.
Dude. And it's just, you know, I think they're one of those teams that you said has to rally around each other. You got Draisaitl and McDavid. And I think those two players, especially McDavid, just knows the team that he has and knows that, like, he's going to have to play at a high level every single game if he wants to hoist that cup. And I think they're just I think he's out for revenge, but I also think Edmonton's out for blood. I think it's going to be a good series, but I definitely think Florida is just the better team.
McDavid, yeah, and I think McDavid is just out to prove some haters wrong, right? Like, when people say, like, oh, McDavid's like, he's the man, he's the next Gretzky, and people are like, oh, well, why doesn't he have a ring yet? Why doesn't he lift the cup yet? Why isn't he Stanley Cup champion? Like, I think that for him is more like, this is going to be the moment where he gets to shut down some of that stuff and kind of be his own person, if you will. So,
yeah, exactly. And I don't – the thing is I would really hate to see Edmonton hoist that cup, just being a Montreal fan. I don't want to see any other Canadian team lift it up. But, like, in the back of my head, I can't really get it out that it's, like, McDavid's year to, like, either do it or not. Because how long is Edmonton going to keep saying, like, oh, we're going to get you a cup. We're going to win. We brought you here to Edmonton. We're going to get you one. And him being the most productive player until he starts looking elsewhere and teams start offering him contracts he can't resist. I think it's one of those things where it's like, that is definitely in the future.
If we got to be careful, because if he gets too pissed off in Edmonton, he's going straight to Boston.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. Fit right in. Right into the shitty crew, the rats. That team, dude. But, yeah, like I said, dude, I think it's the year that Edmonton's got to do something. They got to win this cup. Or I don't know, dude. I feel like something drastic is going to happen with McDavid. I don't know how much longer he has on his contract. But if Edmonton doesn't get it together, I think he starts looking elsewhere to get that cup. Because, the guy deserves it.
You're going to start to see a thread hanging off there. And, you know, you're going to start to see if it gets a little pool, the whole thing might just unravel. So,
yeah, exactly. And I just – it's time for him to either, like I said, win one with this team or it's he's going somewhere else. He's going to another team.
Yeah, let me see how long he's on contract for.
Yeah, pull that up because I have no idea – how long his contract is. I'm sure it's got an extension on it. I don't think he can leave Edmonton anytime soon, but I mean, if he's a free agent coming up or renegotiates his contract or opts out trying to play for another team, you know, I don't blame him if they don't end up winning a cup. But
where is it at?
Did you end up
cat friendly? Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is under, I don't know what this means, NMC. Either way, it looks like he's under contract with them until through 2026. So not this year. So he's two more seasons left. So 2024, 2025 season. So that's next year. And then
got you. NMC means no movement clause. So he's basically he's stuck in Edmonton.
Yeah, he can't get traded or
so moved. That could be rough for him. Like I said, you know, hopefully he
wins. He'll be a he'll be an unrestricted free agent at that time.
So. Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, like, they got really this year and hopefully maybe the years to come to get him a cup so he can hoist that over his head because I think he's a player that deserves it. But after those 3 years, man, free agency comes around. I think he's going to go team shopping, if you know what I mean.
I'd be hard-pressed if I was him not to try and go.
Yeah, me too. Like,
he signed eight years, $100 million.
Yeah, in the NHL, that's pretty insane. That's so
stupid money.
it's one of those things where it's like, you know, you can only stay on a team for so long. It happens in every sport. You stay on a team for so long, and you're that productive, and you're not seeing any, you know, any major dubs like a Stanley Cup. You know, you got to start looking elsewhere. But I think, like I said, we'll reiterate a little bit. I think that series is going to go to seven games. I really hope. I always love when those Stanley Cups go to those games. And I think Florida's going to pull that out and they're going to be hoisting the cup, but we'll see what happens. But kind of going to our next topic here, we got some UFC talk. So Dustin Poirier just lost to Makhachev. I'm pretty sure that's how you say his name. If anybody sees this video, comment. Well, they can't tell us how they pronounce the name through the comments. Yeah. That was stupid.
Don't write in our comments in Russian. We don't understand.
Yeah. send us a voice video over DMs on something, and then we'll get it. but so he lost to Makhachev by submission in round five, I believe. And I didn't expect him to be able to fight for that long. I think that Makhachev guy, he's a younger cat, and has some pretty good fights under his belt. And Dustin Poirier is kind of on his way out. And I think that was his last fight. He was in the post-fight like meeting with Joe Rogan. He's like, yeah, Joe, I think I'm done. I think that's my last one. It's just like, yeah. I don't think that guy has anything else to prove.
I mean, he's only ever lost once to Islam. He's lost to, let's see if we can find this at all. It's probably not even on the, it wasn't even in the UFC. Oh, it was. Yeah, he lost to, he got knocked out by Adriano Martins.
Yeah, interesting. I have no idea who that is. But
since then, you know, he's only won. That was his first UFC fight he lost. Oh, no, second, sorry. And then it went all the way. Yeah, he hasn't lost since his first, his second UFC fight, which is, you know, he's had some really good ones. Like, he beat Dan Hooker, Charles Oliveira to win the title, and then Alexander Volkanovski beat, and then he knocked out Volkanovski, which is surprising. But, you know, people are, me included, he fights a lot like Khabib, and that annoys me because I freaking hate when people only wrestle, but it is mixed martial arts. It's not boxing, so I can't complain too much.
Yeah, I could not really stand Khabib, dude. And you know who would lose it on me, dude, every time I'd say that is fucking Max. Stewie. I love you, Stew. Shout out, Sue. But I was just like, dude, this guy hasn't thrown a punch. Like, he literally only wrestles. He's on the ground the entire time. It's a boring fighter, in my opinion. And to be honest with you, I was just like, I don't know what the hype is all about. No offense. I know what? I'm going to get attacked.
I will tell you this, dude. I'd rather – there's a lot of champions who when they're champion, like a great example is Israel Adesanya. When he is the champion, right, he like dances around and does not initiate action at all. And he does just enough to keep the title, like – I freaking hate that. At least he takes it to people. Like, you know, and people were saying like, oh, he's boring. He only wrestles, but he was coming off a knockout. So
yeah, fair enough. Yeah. I mean, like I said, you know, a lot of good fighters out there. And I think Dustin Poirier, I think it's time for him to hang up the gloves and take a step back.
He had
back
a great career, but
I mean, he had a great career. It's just,
yeah,
you know, you get to a certain age where you just can't take the beatings anymore. And, you know, he went rounds with him. He lost, I think, 2 minutes into or 2 minutes and some change into the fifth round. So, I mean, he definitely gave a good fight. And, but I just saw that coming. I saw him not really being able to take that win. Like I said, yeah, he's on his way out.
He's got an interesting record. He's 30-9, and he's only got, his longest win streak ever was only 4 wins, but he did. He won the championship at one point.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I have nothing more to say other than he was a great fighter. He's an entertaining fighter.
You know, one of the – I won't say he's like one of the best ever, but he was one of the most entertaining for sure. I mean, you knew when he was going to get into a fight, it was just going to be a scrap. And the last one was no exception. Like, he lost by submission in the fifth round, but he wasn't out of it by any means, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you know, he gave a hard-fought battle, and I think it's been a long career for him, and he's done very well for himself. Mm-hmm. But So moving on from the UFC, I think we're going to get into a tier list here.
Talking about Darren Waller.
Darren Waller. Sorry. Yeah. I was in my head. I was like, I don't know if we're at Darren Waller. Okay. So it was announced today that Darren Waller is supposedly retiring. He is currently on the New York Giants tight end. And the main reason for this is he wants to spend time working on music.
If any of you heard his song, boy, was it bad.
Yeah. And he's like not committed to the game anymore and just doesn't have the passion to play in the NFL. You know, very, very, I think, highly touted tight end in most of his seasons in the NFL. He played with the Raiders for quite some time and had 2 1,100 yard seasons with the Raiders in 2019 and 2020, and was also a Pro Bowler. 350 passes for 4,124 yards. I mean, the guy was an exciting football player, and this kind of came out of nowhere, and I don't really know the reason why. I mean, I get, you know, there's athletes that do music and obviously play professional sport, but
yeah,
most of those guys you don't really hear of retiring just to pursue music, and
well, I think
to each their own. And
have it anymore, right? I mean, look, it was 2019. Well, 2018 was his first year, but he only had only played 4 games. So, 75 yards, 6 receptions, whatever. But the next year in 2019 was his like kind of breakout, I guess. Right? He, like you said, 117 targets, 90 receptions, 1,145 yards, and 3 touchdowns. And the next year was even better, you know, and he was just, he was always, I remember Derek Carr throwing to him all the freaking time.
Oh, me too.
You know, 2021, only 11 games, 2022, only 9 games. And we traded him for a third round pick. Great move.
Yeah, I mean, he was injury prone, I'm assuming, if he's missing that many games.
Yeah, might have had a wet noodle up there a little bit.
Yeah. I feel like that's happened to a lot of players. But, I think Darren Waller is just, you know, he got the injury bug and he just didn't have any more. He's like, oh, I don't have the same passion. It's like when you get injured enough and you're not playing full seasons, it's like.
Also, he had all the issues with drug abuse and stuff. And I don't think this is a big part of that, but I just think, like, when you're addicted to hard drugs like that, like, it's got to take years off your career, I have to assume.
No, 100%, dude. I mean, like, he was addicted to, I believe he was on painkillers. I'm not really sure.
He said he was, I saw an interview. He said he was taking whatever he could get his hands on.
Yeah, Charlie Sheen, dude. NFL Charlie Sheen, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, you take that many drugs, it also has a toll on your body, and it's kind of coming to a shock. I don't know how his music is. I guess I'm gonna have to.
It was awful.
To take a listen one of these mornings on the way to work. Is it that bad?
Oh, see, well, I don't think he used to like actually sing, but he just released a song because he got divorced from his wife.
Is it a rap?
It's not a rap. He's singing.
Oh, I thought they said in the article I read that he's rapping.
So I think his first songs were rap, and then this one he just released is singing. No.
And, sad boy hours, dude.
Yeah. So he releases this song, and so much hate on the internet because it was incredible. Like it was like
I'm sure the Instagram reel users had a heyday with that one.
Yeah. Exactly. But it was just so funny. And, like, it's funny now. I mean, I feel bad for him because I think he is kind of losing. Like, he might be on his channel.
He might be losing it.
Antonio Brown.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking because, you know, just rapid change in personality. Like, yeah, I'm going to music, just dropping it all. You know, I don't know, man. I hopefully stays with music and maybe gets a little better because hopefully doesn't go down the same path that Antonio Brown went.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I don't want to get stuck on this topic for too long, but it looks like his career is coming to an end, and I'm glad I never bought that Darren Waller jersey I was contemplating. So,
yeah. I mean, like, dude, it would have been a great purchase because I thought he was a great player with the Raiders, dude. He was really exciting to watch, and he had some really good seasons where he was leading, I believe, maybe even led the league receptions for
those 2 years, tight ends. 2020, it was like a legitimate argument if whether he was the best tight end in football or not.
Yeah, that is true.
100%. Between him, Kittle, and Kelsey.
Yeah. Because, I mean, like, those two seasons he had.
And everybody was saying, like, oh, well, Darren Waller's best because he can do all these things. Everybody's like, oh, well, Kittle's the best because he can block.
Yeah.
Well, Kelsey can do both. And those were the three guys. Like, and then just kind of see it.
Yeah, I mean, Darren.
He was a second-round pick in most fantasy drafts.
Yeah, I mean, he was a baller for a few seasons. And,
yeah.
Well, you wish him the best, and hopefully he takes care of himself. And I hope this is not a route from the CTE brain where it's telling them go to music and then, you know, plummet from there. But I don't know, dude, I wish him the best, and to each their own, you know, maybe he'll be a hit in the next few years and
maybe
actually gets it down. But kind of going past the sports, you want to get into the tier list here?
I do want to get into the tier list.
So for everybody, future listeners, future watchers,
something we like to do a little bit is just have some fun. You know, we have a little bit more, a little bit of freedom in the sense that we kind of get to do some things that the other guys in some other podcasts don't really do because we're not super focused on one sport.
Yep.
So we'd like to do these little tier lists.
Yeah.
And I'll go ahead and pull this up on the stage. So today's tier list is going to be animals we think we can kill with our bare hands. Now we're going to kind of run through this. Have some little banter about it, and I'll run you guys through the tiers real quick. They kill me. They most likely kill me. It's a fair fight. I most likely kill them, or I kill them. So we have a bunch of different animals here, and we're just going to kind of run through it.
Look who we have.
Hey, boys. Hey, what are we doing here?
We're going to do a little tier list of animals we think we can kill with our bare hands.
Animals.
And now and, you're in on it, John. So here we go.
I was literally thinking of this idea earlier today. I was like, dude, this will be a great tier list question. Epic. I think this would be awesome.
I'm locked in. All right, let's do it.
All right, let's all do right. this.
So starting off, we have an ostrich.
Ostrich. Okay, boys, a little background on some ostrich, dude. I won't go too in depth, but those things are dangerous. Like, people don't understand that they can fuck you up. They also can run like 60 miles an hour, so you ain't running from them. And, dude, they're like, I heard people actually getting like lacerations all over their body and even dying in some senses from getting attacked by ostriches and other members of the large bird family. So
I think I have, I don't think I agree, Cody. I think it'll probably kill me, but I don't think it's guaranteed.
I think we can put that at
likely.
They most likely.
We most likely or even fair fight because you
know, I don't know. I mean, if I catch an ostrich, it's a cold one. You know what I'm saying? I don't think the ostrich is going to stop.
Some people are like, if you can get the neck and like be able to twist it a certain way.
The neck does look really vulnerable, but then like I feel like if I have a hold of the neck, it's just going to keep on swiping at me with its claws.
That's the thing is, it has the claws, but like the fair.
I think I'm cooked, but I don't think it's a guarantee. You know?
Yeah, I don't think it's guaranteed.
Maybe if I can like snap the neck real quick.
But. Yeah. The only reason why I say fair fight is there's a chance that it might just like let you go. Like they're not like they're not they're not known predators to like just attack people.
We can't let this thing go. We have to kill it with our bare hands.
True. Well, that is true.
There is no draw here.
We have to gut them. Gut them like a fish. Okay, next animal.
Looks like a king cobra.
Oh geez. Okay, but like here's the thing. Have we talked about like are we having any sort of weapon? Like if we come across these things, do we have a knife? Do we have
bare hands? Nothing.
Bare hands. Okay, bare hands.
This is me against that snake.
They most likely kill me.
I think it's a fair fight on this one.
No, dude, one bite from a king cobra, you probably
if
have
I'm 10. Staring
minutes.
This thing down, if I'm looking down the barrel, all I gotta do is like move quick once. And like if it misses, I can just step on it.
Dude, you know, bare fists.
You better have some fucking
bare fists. Bare fists. You said bare fists, no feet.
Like, I'm not gonna be just walking around naked.
That is true, but like, dude, one bite.
Let's imagine we're wearing the appropriate attire for the climate I'm in. I'm definitely wearing some hiking boots if I run into a king cobra.
But like, dude, one bite from those things, you have probably 10 minutes to live. Your entire central nervous system shuts down, and you're gonna die in a very, very painful death.
That's a definite kill.
Yeah, I feel like you got
it
kills
you for sure.
That's though.
If you know where it's coming from, okay, I'll give it to you guys.
Yeah, I'll put it, they kill me, because one strike, dude, I mean, you miss once, you're done.
Oh my God, a gator?
An alligator.
Alligator, this one, you guys are going to have to hear me out on this.
Oh my God.
All right, I'll hear you out, because I might have something that might be similar.
I once saw a man in Florida walk up to a alligator and just get on top of it and hold it down for a while.
Yeah, you can, okay, boys, you can do that. And I've seen videos on how you do it, but you have to be so precise. Like when you're walking up, you basically have to have both your hands out wide and you have to basically jump on them and get it to the point where your grip is so good. Like you can't slip at all because if you roll on the ground, they're going right for you. You get straight to the neck and press down, you get a good grip on them. Like you have them in you have them in a position in which they can't fuck you up.
Question is this things that we can kill with our bare hands or like, can any human do this?
Let me double check here. Let me look at what we're doing. I could take it in a fight. So does that mean I have to kill this thing or do I have to just survive?
Fair fight. You have to survive.
Yeah. I think it's a fair
fight. Like, either I have to fuck off shot. Or this thing fucks off.
You either get it to a point where it leaves you alone or it fucking keeps attacking
you. Yeah, but it says
you.
I killed him. We have to kill it. I mean, I don't think just holding an alligator, I don't think I can kill it. But I don't think it can kill me. I think it would be a draw. So I'm going to go with they most likely kill me because it's still an alligator.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we can do that.
Rabbit, that's an easy.
Oh, yeah. I'm fucking stomping their guts out. Yeah. Sorry, that was a little mean. That was a little excessive.
Damn, I think it's just
we got a hippo here. I think we're all in agreement.
You're dying. You're dying. Yeah, they cause more deaths out of any animal in the entire world. Each year, they're the most dangerous animal on the planet besides probably a polar bear.
Oh.
Maybe a fucking Siberian tiger. Is it a fox?
Fox? Is that a wolf or a fox?
I can't tell.
Put it up on the screen. I can't see it.
I don't know how to magnify this.
Wait.
Let me just.
That looks like a fucking.
We'll say it's a fox, for example.
That looks like a fox or a coyote. Is it small looking?
It looks kind of. Looks I think it is a coyote. I think it's a coyote.
I think that's going to be. Ooh.
Hold on.
Coyotes are little pussies sometimes. I think.
I think this is more of a fair fight than any
other. I got it pulled up, so I'm going to. I think it's a coyote.
Yeah, foxes are a little smaller.
Coyotes are pussies, dude. I mean, from firsthand experience, I've been surrounded by coyote packs multiple times while fishing, and nothing happens. They don't attack you unless they have fucking rabies.
Yeah.
And in most situations, like they won't. And if you run into a coyote, like a single one, starts acting, it's most likely like away from the pack if it has fucking rabies, because you'll see them always by themselves. But coyotes, I think, is a fair fight. I think you got a shot on that one.
I think this is a hyena, because I can't tell.
I see a cheetah and a leopard down there.
That's a hyena at top.
Is this a cheetah down here, or a leopard, or what?
That is a cheetah. Wait, that's a cheetah, and then right next to it is either a jaguar or a leopard.
That's a jaguar. I think that's a leopard.
Is it? Because I can't. Oh, that's a panther. That's a black panther. So that's a cheetah, leopard, and then black panther probably, or that could be a jaguar. You know,
hyenas. Hyena, fellas, what are you thinking here?
They most likely kill me.
That's what I'm thinking too. That's what I'm thinking too. Because it is a dog, but
they're extremely aggressive.
Duck. All right, now.
Yeah. I most likely kill them.
It was a goose.
Yeah, we'll put him. I kill them.
Yeah, I don't think I don't think that has a chance.
No.
Ooh, fucking bald eagle. Yikes.
I think I most likely kill it.
I think that might be a fair fight, dude.
Dude.
Yeah, it is an eagle, huh?
That thing, dude, they're fucking strong as hell, man. And their talons are huge. If they just latch on you and start going at you, I mean, you most likely would kill them. But, dude, it's
a not a fair fight. No way. This guy's airborne.
You think they most likely gonna kill
fly
him?
Around us? I think it's most likely. Well, yeah. I don't think he's.
But do you think it can kill me, Sean? Like, can it kill me with its claws? Okay. I don't think so.
No. I think it's a fair fight.
I think I just have to catch it once. Like, it's gonna come down. It's gonna soar down. It's gonna scratch me up a little bit. I'm like, ah, fuck. This is just pissing me off at this point. It's not like it's gonna go for my jugular or anything. And then, like, if I just catch it once, clean. I think.
That's That's fair. All right, this one. Easily, I kill them.
Okay.
I'm kidding. Sean? I'm kidding.
Oh, yeah. What is that? Yeah. I can go on forever. That thing would maul you. You're done.
Not if I was a gorilla.
There's been multiple attacks. I just saw an attack recently, and the guy survived. But, I mean, I don't know. It's if you're in a fist fight, this thing's not leaving you alone. It's going to maul you to death. Apex predator.
Unless you're a gorilla, I don't think there's anything happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
gorilla obviously smokes a grizzly bear, but that's a topic for another day.
Yeah,
sure, to each their own.
He's not biting. All right, next one. Is that a Marmaduke? What the fuck is that?
How do you pronounce it? It's a capybara, right?
Capybara, yeah.
Dead.
My shit looks like that, so.
Yeah, instantly dead.
They are pretty big boys, I'm not going to lie. They get like to 60, 70 pounds sometimes.
Ooh.
You got a rhino.
Well, maybe most likely then.
I put them at most likely because they're not very aggressive at all, but like they can get pretty big.
Yeah.
I'd curb stomp that little fucker, but we'll put it there.
Bare fist. Can't be stomping.
All right. Rhino, I can use my, it's rhino. A fist fight. I mean, these things are going to use their legs.
That's fair. Okay.
But anyway, a rhino.
They're going to kill me.
Easily kills me. Right?
I don't think there's a shot in hell that we do anything.
Just making sure. Yep. There's another rhino here. We'll just leave it down there because it's a duplicate. Baby seal.
Oh, that seal, dog. Poor guy. The seal
fails all the time.
Seals got fucking sharp teeth and they're fast, but if you get a hold of that fucker, he's done.
It's a baby.
Yeah, he's probably.
It was a normal seal.
I've seen some videos of some dudes in Alaska with a club and they just go over there and beat the shit out of them. Show that on stream, Sean? Are we allowed
I don't think so. I don't that's know. Horrible, actually.
It's a question for Keaton.
Death with a fucking I don't know. But still, that's kind of fucked up.
Deer?
A deer?
Boys, I think it's fair fight. There's fair a dude fight. In
Washington.
Yeah, I'm
between these two, but I think it's a fair fight. Because
got fucking killed by a deer. It was a full-on video, dude, and he's literally getting clubbed to almost death. By a fucking... Right.
Panther.
You're dead.
You guys agree that it's absolutely going to kill you.
You're
right?
dead. Yep. You're so dead.
A small monkey. I think I most likely killed.
Yeah, that species of the monkey is actually really small, and actual chimpanzees will hunt them in the rainforest. Dude, I watched that and they literally just gang up on them and rip them to shreds and pass around legs to each other. So you actually might have a shot with that type of monkey.
Giraffe. Ooh, I don't know how you win a fight.
You guys would be very surprised. Yeah, they easily kill you. They're so aggressive, and they will like just chase you down and stomp you to death.
Dude. They've been known to be hunted by lions and then kick their back hooves and kill them on impact if it hits their jaw. Right. I saw a fucking video, and this fucking giraffe is getting chased by lions, and he just kicks his back leg back, and fucking you just see one get knocked in the air and just flop on the ground and die.
Yeah.
So they're huge, dude. They're extremely hard to take down. You're not killing a giraffe, even if they're the most docile animal on the planet.
Yeah. Okay, now this is a wolf. They most likely kill you. Is that what you guys think, tier two, or you think it
if they're a lone wolf, they might leave you alone, but if they're in a pack, they're most likely going to kill you.
We'll say, since it's a lone wolf in the picture, we'll say most likely.
Yeah, I say most likely. It's
a penguin, that's an easy stomp out. They don't
that's a most likely kill them.
I don't know, man. You guys are a little too confident around animals, dude.
It's a penguin. Yeah.
I mean, a penguin, they do have sharp beaks, but they're so off center, dude. Like when they're like, they just can't move very fast.
Yeah,
like,
he tries to peck me, I'm just gonna kick him.
True.
I think he's
not gonna kill us, but we can most likely kill them. Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
God. Nope.
Nope. You're
dead. Yeah. And then we're just gonna go double dead because this is three deads in a row. I'm not getting any of these.
You might as well put that at dead.
Yep.
You're done. Moose will fucking stomp you out. Another one.
Mountain lion. Now we have a conversation.
Oh.
You're talking to the mountain lion expert here.
I don't know, man.
Listen, hear me out.
We don't have guns.
There's a guy here in the Bay Area, like around Livermore, close to, that a mountain lion attacked him. He got its neck between his legs, and he just squeezed and killed
him. That is literally that. It can happen. Like, people have been attacked by mountain lions and they're able to kill them. But dude, I mean, it's the same thing as a cheetah or a jaguar. You miss one time. There's been people that have been attacked by, I've seen videos of people getting attacked by cheetahs and jaguars and surviving. It's literally luck. If they really wanted to, like if you get that split second, like that guy did, and was able to get them between your legs, consider yourself extremely lucky.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
let's be honest. It's all of us.
I think they would kill you. Like, yeah. I think they kill you literally 9 times out of 10. That guy just got extremely lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Anthony. I want to say
a mountain goat. They're pretty big. I'd say fair fight.
Fair fight.
I'd say fair fight, or they most likely kill me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't got horns.
Yeah. Yeah.
True. Silverback gorilla. We're cooked, right?
Yep.
Okay. Just making sure we're all on the same page. A lynx. This is a fair fight. This is the most chance you're going to have with
a cat. They most likely kill me. You're not getting a fair fight. Dude, lynx have been known to take down full-size deer, and they're bigger than...
I'm a wild cat expert.
On is that a turkey thing. Vulture?
Yeah, lynx, dude, they're fucking...
It's a turkey vulture, I think.
God.
I think that goes into the fair fight category, but dude, I don't know. That's a little scary.
I don't think they could kill. Well, they fuck. No, their beaks are fucking strong. They could.
I know, but like, again, it's just one of those things where like, can a bird kill me?
Are you going to be able to get the bird though? He's flying.
I know, but can he? Like, he's going to have to make an advance at some point. And I'm just going to be waiting.
Scalp?
I'm going to wait like Club of Lang and just beat the shit out of that bird.
Okay. Yeah, we'll keep it there. Panda.
A panda. Not aggressive, but I think they would be if challenged.
Dude, people have reported of pandas being like just like will just snap in an instant. Like they're extremely docile like 90% of the time, but I would put it at they most likely would kill me because they're not extremely aggressive.
Man. It's still a bear. Like, and you're thinking if this thing is trying to kill you. You're just gonna.
That is true, but it's like we got hyena, wolf, and lynx, and those. I mean, if those.
Yeah, we'll do most likely.
Okay, I like that. Raccoon, I think this is. I most likely kill it.
Yeah, they'd put up a fight.
Yeah, they're going to fuck you. That shit's going to hurt. Rottweiler? Oh, God. Uh-oh. Dude, the Rottweilers,
I'd say most likely kills me again.
Yeah, I don't think there's much of a fight.
That's a lot of dog.
That is a lot of dog, dude. I'm going to get a Rottweiler eventually in my
kangaroo,
life.
Kangaroo? Fuck that.
Kangaroo, dude. Kangaroo. I've seen some dudes clubbing. I saw a dude took a fucking fucking driver and just club one right in the head because it was trying to fuck him up, dude. Like, kangaroos have no quitting them, dude. I think they would kill you if they had the chance.
They would.
They're buff 100%. As shit, too. Like, yeah. They're just a buff.
Yeah, I think.
Fuck.
Are we putting most? I saw a dude punch a kangaroo in the face one time.
Yeah.
And, I think it's
most likely we're done for.
Yeah. Their claws are sharper than
great white shark.
Great white shark, not a shot.
You're toast, dude. If you wanted to. You could. I know a lot of people have survived shark attacks, but if they really wanted to, I think they'd
fucking just poke it in the eye. Very simple.
Yeah. After it's bit your leg off.
No. You,
after you look like that girl from the surf movie. What was that one where she got? That was a tiger shark.
Yeah, that's a great white.
Yeah,
that's a shark. That's a smaller.
This thing is almost a megalodon. Like,
yeah. Okay, that's fair.
A bull? I think a bull would probably most likely kill you.
Yeah,
I think those things could fuck you up. Is that a wild horse?
It is a wild horse.
I think that goes into the same.
What are you going to do when you get a hold of it, though? Like, that's like.
Yeah, I think they can kill you. No.
There's no way that's even a fair fight, though. How are you going to hit that thing and do anything?
Exactly. No, I think, again, it's a most likely they kill.
Yeah. Turkey?
I think I'd most likely kill it.
Yeah, turkey are pretty, like.
I think it's above these guys down here. I think it's stronger than a goose, but I think it's weaker than an eagle and a. And the turkey vulture.
Yeah.
This is another penguin, but it looks a little bit meaner.
Oh, that penguin. Oh, there's different like species of penguin.
I think this one goes in the same tier.
That I think has a really sharp row of teeth. So I think I most likely kill them.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know the name of them, but chimp. Yeah, you're dead.
Chimpanzee. Yeah, absolutely.
Dude, there's been multiple occasions where they've killed people because they try to make them pets.
Hey, I've recently rewatched all of the Planet of the Apes movies, and I don't have a chance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. If they wanted to, they'd fucking kill you.
Three times as strong as me and way faster. A gazelle.
I put a gazelle at, like, fair fight, probably. Maybe up there with the deer. It's but just, if they want to impale you.
We can kill it.
Yeah, I mean.
I think you're going to have to just get a hold of it and grab it by the horns.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you grab it, like, you got to make sure those things don't impale you, though. Elephant, you're going to die.
Yep.
Yeah.
No chance.
Hippo. Wild boar.
Wild hog.
Wild boar.
Oh, that is a boar.
Dude, I know stories of people in Livermore getting chased up trees by fucking wild boars. They're aggressive as shit.
Yeah.
And they will maul you to fucking death.
In Livermore?
Huh?
Where's there wild pigs in Livermore?
I've never heard of wild boars before?
I've heard of them, Cody. I've never ever heard of one in Livermore.
Go hit up Hunter Calkin's dad. Dude, they see them all the time. They're all over there.
That's crazy.
They're all over Livermore. I'm surprised you've never seen one before.
I think that's not a fair fight. Ain't no way.
No. I was going to put it in they most likely kill me.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's actually a problem with wild boars in the hills of Livermore, dude. It's bad.
A pit bull, I think.
If I was a little kid, I'd say definitely kill me, but since I'm not.
Yeah. If I was a five-year-old.
Yeah.
And this thing wanted me dead, right? Like they like to do. if I was a five-year-old and my neighbor had a pit bull,
I'd be dead.
Yeah.
In
trouble. Yeah. You're in trouble, dude. My dad one time, quick story. He went, we had a chocolate lab and we were walking down our neighborhood. We were probably like two, me and Zach are in the stroller. And this pit bull was off his leash and charged and attacked our chocolate lab. And we're like screaming because we're like little kids. My dad like fucking grabs a dog and like fucking he said he punched it or threw it off. The owner comes out. He's like, if that fucking dog takes another step, I'm going to fucking snap its neck. And I was just like, chill out. When I hear that thing, he still gets intense, dude. He like reels back to the old days and he just like kind of flips over. Like, I was going to wring that fucking dog's neck. I was like, yeah, I'm sure you were, Kurt, but. You know, let's chill it out.
Here's the last one.
That's a Siberian tiger.
Usually some people would say this is really dangerous. Guy like me, I mean, that's a wrap.
Right.
That actually might be like one of the scariest animals on the planet, in my opinion, because they don't go with packs. They're solo. And in most situations, a lot of people think like a male lion would kill them. But dude, most likely, like in a fight, a tiger wins that because lions really don't do that much. The lioness pack, the females take care of all the feeding and hunting.
Just looking at the cheetah, the leopard, the panther, I'm not seeing these things coming. Like I might not even know.
If literally, I'm not even joking, boys. Like if you ever came across a tiger, like I don't know what to do in that. I would never know what to do in that type of situation. There's some animals where you kind of know the protocol. There's no protocol.
Like imagine even like the ones that aren't in the wild. Like there's the ones in the zoo. Like what would you even do if you saw a tiger get out of its zoo enclosure? Like
I would literally there'd be a fucking chocolate log coming down my fucking pants. Literally, it would be so bad.
Back in like 2007, those people were throwing shit at a tiger and it fucking was like, all right, and it escaped and killed all of them.
Oh no, I did not hear that.
Yeah. Real story.
Damn.
Well, that one lady who had a chimpanzee as a pet and it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've heard that.
Ripped her face off, dude. She went on a fucking show like after that, and I was like, oh my god, like it was kind of horrifying.
All right, fellas, you guys have a great rest of your show. I'm gonna get off.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Yeah, that's our main man, Sean, cool right there. Yeah.
Peace.
See ya.
Thanks for tuning in, buddy. But yeah, there we go, ladies and gentlemen. That is our tier list.
You guys can kind of take a glance real quick.
Yeah.
Let us know what we got wrong. Let us drop some animal knowledge on us.
Drop some knowledge.
We're uneducated. So, you know, outside of big cats, apparently, that Cody knows everything about.
If you guys know anything, dude, you guys have any insight or any, you know, professional knowledge, like come back in and into the comments and let us know. We'd love to look at those and, you know, maybe answer you guys back and, Well, if you guys want to see other tier lists, put some ideas in the comments and we'll do them. So, that kind of brings us to our segment, you know.
For us,
episode 6. Appreciate you guys tuning in and being on this episode with us. And look out for next week's episode. Yep. You know, we got some good things coming, and we'll probably end up doing another tier list. But
as the sports stuff kind of winds down, you know, we're in the playoffs for a lot of sports, and it's just gonna be baseball. We'll probably be doing more of these on these episodes. Yep. So if you guys have any suggestions on what tier list we should do next, just drop that down in the comments as well, and don't forget to like, share, comment, and subscribe.
Yes, thank you guys so much.